Magical Mara Designs is proud to sponsor this episode of the WDW Review Podcast. If you're looking for custom, comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears, check out our designs or send us a message at magicalmaradesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my co-host today, Peter Panacorvo, Michael Black, and Stacey Nyman. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Very good. Pete, see, you weren't last, right? You were up front.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
It always depends on who logs in first by the boxes, right? So there we go.
And I was the last one today, so I got...
Very good.
I got disposition.
Okay, let me throw a question to you guys. You're in Orlando, Florida. You're in Central Florida, and you're looking for something really cool that's not Disney or Universal Parks related. And let's just throw out Legoland. Let's just throw out SeaWorld as well, too. So give me one really cool thing we can do in Central Florida, non-parks related. Okay? Stacey, you want to go first?
Sure. You can go resort hopping for free.
Okay.
And experience lots of different modes of transportation.
So you're going to go from like the Holiday Inn Vacation Club Resort.
Wait, didn't you just say non-park
the
related?
Vacation Resort. I think he meant not Disney or Universal.
Okay, but
related.
He said not. Not park related.
No. Stacey, you're okay. You're okay there. Yeah, for sure. So what is like your goal though? Are you pin trading? Are you just shopping at the stores? Are you checking out the pools, eating at the restaurants?
Yeah. So you're checking everything out. So you're going,
bathrooms.
Maybe you're choosing, yes, bathroom tour of 2020. You're just checking out the different resorts, maybe seeing where you'd like to stay in the future, checking out the ambiance, the details, the smells, sights, the sounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
My Florida locals, what are you guys doing? Give me something really cool for your day.
Mike, who's going first?
Yeah, Michael.
I'll go. Okay. Oh, okay. Mike can go. I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't know.
I would head to Icon Park, and because I have tons of places to eat, I've got attractions like Madame Tussauds and the Orlando Eye. Well, it's the Icon Park Wheel. I don't know what it's called anymore. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm talking about, the Orlando Eye, and then Sea Life as well. So these are attractions that you are going to have to spend some money on, but they're not parks. And there's a whole experience there that you can do and take a good half a day, I would say.
Okay. Peter, how about you?
There is a place very close to the Orange County Convention Center called Chocolate Kingdom, and they literally do a behind the scenes tour of a chocolate factory and a like history of chocolate.
That was our April thing that we couldn't do for the boys.
Aww. Really?
Yep.
It was called Chocolate Kingdom, correct?
It's actually really cool. When my mom and my aunt were in town, Missy, myself, and the two of them, that's actually one of the things we did one day. You can build your own custom chocolate bar. It's about a quarter of an inch thick, and you don't want to try to chew it because it is solid.
Gotcha.
So break it up when you guys go, but it's really neat. They have a bunch of different stuff you can put in there. They actually have a chocolate river.
Oh, cool.
Oh, Mr. Wonka, I love your chocolate. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm writing that down.
It's neat. It's a cool thing. It's not real expensive. I think it's like $15 a person.
We got a Groupon, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
What's it called again? What's the title?
Chocolate Kingdom.
Chocolate Kingdom. Okay.
So that's all great information. So we usually start the show with like, hey, what's good in your life? But today's an information-packed show because what we thought we would do is we would plan for a few things. let's say you wanted to go down to Central Florida. You were going to go down to Walt Disney World and you were staying on property or you're staying at Universal. But you didn't want to go to the parks. You wanted to go and experience other things that were not parks related. So this is the task that we have today. We're going to try and plan our favorite activities or plan 3 days of activities that doesn't involve a park ticket. No Epcot Studios, Magic Kingdom, no Islands of Adventure, no SeaWorld. You've got to avoid all the parks. And I know Michael said Icon Park, but that's different. That has obviously 3 attractions, not park related, not theme park related, and like 40 restaurants and shops. Really cool. So we're going to go and try and give you some ideas because I realize, I don't know if it's just me, and if you're listening, it could be you as well, that yes, I love Walt Disney World, and I love Universal, and I love SeaWorld, and I love Vero Beach, and I love Cocoa Beach, and I love Lakeland, Florida, and there's nothing in Central Florida that I can't say, that was awesome. You know, I love the jelly store right in Haines City, you know, that sells the Honey Bell marmalade. You know, I'm just a big lover. So there's a million things that I want to share because not every trip has to cost you, Stacy. You got 6 people in your family. You're going to go to Magic Kingdom for the day. Before you enter that park, it's at least with adult admission, which is now how old, Stacy? About 10 years old now, right?
I think it's over 9, yeah.
Yeah, you've got 5 adults essentially and 1 kid. You're looking at almost $700 to get into the park for the day, and you haven't even paid for food. And you're staying on property, so parking's free. So theoretically, your trip to Magic Kingdom with a 1-day ticket, $1,000, is that's mm-hmm. a rough number of what it could cost mm-hmm. you for that day. So we're going to give you now. Not all these options are going to be super affordable, but when you start running the math, this would be things you can do away if you wanted to save some money but still soak up that Florida sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
So you made a list, right, Stacy, of things that you've got?
I did, and as we were kind of talking, I was just kind of jotting out some different, like, kind of pulling days together. So
okay,
we could do it that way, or we could just kind of start listing some things off.
Anything. We'll do this. How about Stacy, then Michael, then Peter, then me, and then let's share some stuff that people can do if they wanted just to enjoy Florida.
So I can just kind of start just kind of reading from my list of things that I came up with. And Scott and I had done a no parks trip when we were down for Marathon Weekend a couple of years ago. We had 1 day in the parks, but the rest of the time we didn't have tickets. So we did quite a few of these different things that I have on my list. And it was fun. Like, I didn't really ever feel like I was missing going into the parks, except for when I knew my friends were in there doing things. It was kind of some FOMO going on. But
best day of my life, you know.
I know. we were perfectly happy and did not lack for things to do. And you'll kind of see I didn't really go off of Disney property very often during this time. So some of the things that I have, one of the things is to go to Publix, because we don't have Publix in Chicago. And so it was fun just to kind of explore a grocery store that we had never been in before. So that's something. Maybe go explore life like the locals do and check out some of their the different stores that you don't have in your area. This is provided, obviously, that you have a transportation to get off of Disney property if that's where you're staying. Also, we didn't check this out, but we really wanted to, was the Animal Kingdom Lodge tours that they have. They have I believe that they have an architecture tour. They definitely have a restaurant tour where you can go and learn about different parts of the restaurant. I think that they talk about some of the artwork and things like that. And then they have the ability to taste test some of the foods that they serve at Sanaa and Jiko, I believe, are mm-hmm. the two You're restaurants. Right. Also, we explored the character outlets that a couple of those outlet malls that people so frequent in Orlando. Word of the wise there, be prepared to drive around quite a while for parking for both of those places. It was a little tricky to find parking, but once we did, it was fun to go in and explore the madness of those character outlets. One of them was a lot more busy than the other one. I can't remember which one it was, but yeah.
Vineland's always busier than I drive.
And they're pretty much the same. I mean, we didn't really like one either than the other, but that's just because it was our first time, probably. Found some good deals there, though. Thought we'd find a lot more than we did. We also love exploring the boardwalk. So much entertainment there, especially at night. We went to Abracadabra. That was really fun. Things we wouldn't normally do. Disney Springs, City Walk. One thing that I really want to do, I don't know if either of you, Pete or Michael, have done it. Have you seen the March of those Ducks? Is it at the Peabody Hotel? Is there a Peabody Hotel?
The Peabody Hotel?
Yes.
Okay, isn't that in the Carolinas? I didn't think that was in Florida.
So I will have to double check this, because when I was researching, I think that one of my friends whose daughters was a guest at Gift Kids the World, this was something part of her wish. I swear that she wanted to do this, where she wanted to lead the ducks, and she got to do this. Where every day at 11 o'clock, the ducks come out of this little elevator and they walk them to the fountain where they are for the whole day. And then at 5 o'clock, they march them back onto the special little elevator.
Okay.
If I'm wrong, this is happening somewhere in the United States, and it's
Memphis,
super cool.
Tennessee.
Oh, is
I just
it?
Looked it up. It's okay. Memphis.
So I'm
well. If you have a lot of time,
that's
a long car ride to get from
the. So here's what I did. As I was driving down from Chicago, I stopped there first. Then I continued on to Orlando.
That makes sense.
Scratch all that,
Stacy. No.
What?
Let me save you. Let me bail you out.
All right. Good.
The Peabody Hotel, a review of the Hyatt Regency Orlando. We stayed at the Peabody for a conference. It's huge. Don't go downstairs. Three pools. They have a daily duck parade at two different times. So, ba-boom.
Where did it originally? It originated at the Peabody in Memphis, Tennessee.
Good point, though. You know what? They do have this. You're correct, Stacey.
These are the secondary ducks. These are the ducks that did not
B-grade.
Make it in Memphis.
The minor league ducks. They weren't good enough.
They're single A.
These ducks, they don't stay in a straight line. This is embarrassing. Okay, very good. We do have some ducks. Okay.
Yeah, and I just have a couple more. Beaches. We've never been to the beaches, but that's one of the things that we've wanted to do, either go to Cocoa Beach or the Gulf Coast beaches. I've heard the town of Celebration is really cool, with a little bit of a fun atmosphere. I have Boardwalk again. Obviously, I really was into the Boardwalk. I can't read my handwriting. Campfire at Fort Wilderness with the Chippendale sing-along. That's free. Also, I wrote Campfire at any resorts, but obviously the one at Fort Wilderness, you get the chipmunks. So that's a little bit of a bonus.
Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
No, that's at the Peabody Hotel. You got Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
Free s'mores at all the campfires, if you just walk up and you kind of look poor.
Absolutely. I think it's just marshmallows, though. You can pay for the s'mores.
Oh, you're right.
But they just give you the marshmallows. You're right.
And then my last one, yeah, exactly. You can maybe like beg off of a family next to you or whatever. Is the fountain? This is a kind of random one, but the fountain at Disney Springs. If you have small kids, my kids would have spent the entire day just playing in the fountain at Disney Springs. So that's one that another thing. But I mean, you can build. I built one day off of my list, but that's all I got up to as I was furiously writing while Chris was talking. I can easily build 5 days off of the list that I have written here if you fill in some spots with some resort time and some pool time and things like that. And obviously all your meals and stuff. You can really do a whole lot with what you have in Orlando.
So. Okay. Michael, what do you got, buddy? Help us. You're a local.
Now that she just ran through 90% of the stuff that was on my list.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'm going to get that in exclamation points for you. That is your catchphrase. I tell you what. I'm going to put that on the back of our shirts. So, okay.
Yep. I tell you what, and yours is as well too.
So, yeah. So, yeah. You know.
So, anyway, what's my other one? I'm going to be honest. I say that one a lot too. I'm going to be honest. Okay, so I'm going to be honest here. we do a lot of these things because we try to spice up, I don't know, Theme Park Brothers. We'll do episodes. We come up with ideas. We get kind of bored with the parks or frustrated with them sometimes. So this is right up our alley. One thing we love to do, and I'm going to go through several different kind of scenarios here, but it's, I'm not going to be long-winded. Trust me. The first one is, yeah, like our transportation, this or that. Okay. Now this might not be fun to anybody else, but since the Skyliner is there, the Skyliner within itself is an attraction. So you don't have to go into any parks at all. You can go from the resorts, but everybody taking different forms of transportation and then meeting somewhere. We do that on Theme Park Brothers, and it's a lot of fun. See who gets there first. We had one where they, Jordan took a bus. We were going from Riverside to, where was it? Riverside to, oh, dang it. I don't even remember.
You started the Springs, weren't you, buddy?
Or maybe it was Riverside to Disney Springs. That's what it was. Riverside to Springs. Because we started at Riverside because Jordan was sitting waiting for the bus for an hour to get out of there. And basically, I drove. So I just took the van. We had parked there. Jordan took the bus. And then Christina and Cameron took the boat from Riverside to Disney Springs. Mm. Needless to say, I got there in like 8 minutes. It was not even a contest. Yeah. The boat got there about half hour later, and Jordan rolled in about an hour later. And
oh, my gosh.
Man, was he frustrated. Yeah. But either way, I think if you did it right, don't stick someone with the bus. I mean, try the boat or, you know, things like that. But even with the bus, have fun with it because there are so many different forms of transportation and you can make it into a day of visiting different resorts, taking the different types of transportation to get mm-hmm. to and from there. We found out one time, you know, if you're at Disney Springs and you're trying to get to a park, that ain't going to happen. You've got to go to a resort first. So there's some strategy there. Which resort do you go to? Which one's closest? It's just a fun game mm-hmm. to play. All right. So that's one thing. Next thing, we love to go to Cocoa Beach. And we like to watch the cruise ships go out. I've mentioned this before. There's a restaurant there called Fish Lips that we like to eat at. There's a couple down through there that you can eat. And it's on the channel where the cruise ships go out. And then you can sit and watch them go out. Usually about 4:30, they'll start going out if you pick the right days, and you can research which days they go in and out. Fridays and Saturdays are really good days for the cruise ships to go out, and you'll catch a Disney ship, which we always love to see the Fantasy or the Dream go out. That's kind of the, I don't know, mm-hmm. for us at the moment. So, and then you can also go to Ron John over there while you're at Cocoa Beach, and you can park over there at Ron John if you're going. And if you just happen to go over to the beach for a second, then, you know, that it is what it is. And if you're really lucky, which we've had happen a couple of times, you can catch a launch while you're over there at the beach. So you time it correctly. You could see some cruise ships going out 4 or 5 o'clock, have a nice dinner at Fish Lips, go check out Ron John, do some shopping, head out to the beach and watch a rocket launch. We've actually had a day exactly like that. And I will tell you that that's one you don't forget.
Hmm. That's a really cool day.
It really is.
Stacy, you've not ever been to Cocoa Beach before?
No. It's like you said, when we go down there, you're spending so much money on the parks that it's hard to make an excuse to not do that. But this is like a perfect time to do that. If you planning a no park trip, that's the perfect time to head to the beach.
Boys, verify, the Springs now has a Ron John store mm-hmm. in the Springs, right? But yeah, it's nothing like the store in Cocoa Beach. It's like a Walmart sized surf store. isn't it awesome, Michael? The Ron John shop in Cocoa is amazing. So it's worth a trip all by itself. And right
across, have any of you come out of there with a surfboard?
Yeah, I got stuff right around me right now that from it. Yeah, absolutely. Like the miniature one, it says welcome home. I actually have one from them. Not a real surfboard. right across the street from it, they have a little like pop-up reseller of everything Key Lime. Key Lime hot sauce, Key Lime this, Key Lime.
Oh, cool.
It's really cool. Really cool. And he's got free samples too as well. So,
and they actually do sell surfboards at the Disney Springs location as well.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I looked. I didn't buy one, but I looked just to see how much surfboards cost.
You could rent them, Michael, right there as well, too, by Coco. If you happen to go on the beach right there, you can go and just pay your daily rental fee. They'll give you a surfboard and the connection that connects to your wrist or your thing, or a bodyboard, and you can go right there in the ocean as well, too.
Well, you know me. That's right up my alley.
Uh-huh. That's what I figured. I'm
always up there catching the waves.
Mm-hmm. He has his own surfboard.
Yeah.
Bad mother written on it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. That's pretty much my two suggestions for the moment. I don't want to take up too much time. The other one would just be hanging out at Disney Springs. A thing we'll do a lot of times is we will start at Disney Springs. We'll go hit different parks, maybe take a trip around the monorail line. Not parks, I meant resorts. Mm-hmm. Take a trip around the monorail line and then go back to Disney Springs for the evening and just enjoy the time there in the evening. And that's all you really need. Disney Springs within itself could be an entire day. Mm-hmm. It's just, you kind of want to break it up because it gets extremely hot. So,
there's no shade at the springs.
No, except unless you're in
that one little section of shops that are like in that tunnel.
Where Vera Bradley is.
You're right. You're right.
Did you see her face? She's so excited about Vera Bradley.
I know exactly where that is.
Lit right up. Ooh, Vera Bradley's there.
Peter.
Okay.
Peter, help us out. What do you got in your lists, buddy?
Well, being a DVC member, if I'm going and I'm not going to go into the parks for some reason, like I let my AP lapse or something like that, I get the option of pool hopping.
Oh, that's true. Right.
With one of the few exceptions being the yacht club and beach club pool. We're still not allowed to pool hop there, but we can pool hop as DVC members. So I'm going to pool hop, and that'll also give me the opportunity to check out the resorts that I may not have stayed at yet.
Gotcha. I would say be careful with that, though, because during whatever time you're there, like Christmas time, a lot of resorts initiate the pool hopping ban, you know, so just figure out which ones are allowed and which ones aren't. I think the Polynesian pool was included in that now, too, recently. You can't be at the Polynesian pool, but it could be mistaken.
I think it depends on the time of year, I can do this.
And the watchful eye of whoever is there, depending on...
Yeah, if they're giving out wristbands or whatever.
Correct. Okay.
We talked about this on another show, but mini golf. There's 3 mini golf courses on Disney property. You can go do that. There's also big golf. There's, I believe, 3 or 4 full-size golf courses on Disney property as well.
Okay. The mini golf, the 2 places, but 2 courses at each place.
Is it 2 at each place? I didn't know...
I think Fantasia Gardens has 2 courses. 2. I think, but you might be right. Winterland and Summerland, and then Fantasia Gardens, I think, has 2. But you could be right. It could be 1, 2, but all really cool options. Yeah.
Yeah. Character Outlet over at the Outlet Mall, you can literally, if you go early, you'll find a parking space. You could probably spend the majority of your day at the Outlet Malls on Vineland. If you were just kind of browsing and taking your time, you could spend a pretty good chunk of your day there.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of restaurants right around there as well. There's a Ford's Garage, which has really good burgers.
You've mentioned it twice now. I've never been there. You've mentioned it.
I know. I'm wanting to go over there now.
Yeah, you've mentioned it a few times in a few different shows.
They do carry out.
Okay.
Michael, I know you said you've been doing a lot of carry out meals lately, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's it called again? Ford's Garage.
I want to say they do have some up in Illinois.
Is there a Chevy Garage?
Was that a restaurant that was in Woodfield? Ford's Garage?
No, that was John's Garage. I remember that.
That was when I was real little. I remember going there.
I loved John's Garage. That was such a good place.
I was going to say, which one of us doesn't belong, because I have no clue what they're talking about.
I had Cocoa Beach on my list. Clearly, just any of the beaches, you can go over to St. Pete and Clearwater if you don't want to go to the Atlantic and you want to be on the Gulf side.
Which is better, do you think? Gulf side or Atlantic?
I prefer the Atlantic.
If somebody had to pick one, if they had one beach day, what would be your go-to?
I got your answer.
I would probably go to the Atlantic side, but that's mainly because I went to the Atlantic side when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been to the Gulf side once when I went to Marco Island.
Do you have any reasons for it?
I feel like there would be more things to see on the Atlantic side than the Gulf side.
I have a couple of reasons. Okay. Number one, when I went to the Gulf side, they had white sand, mm-hmm. and it hurt my eyes. Like, honest to goodness, the white sand just was too much.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one reason. The beach I went to was dirtier on the Gulf side, and that could be a beach-specific situation. We were at Clearwater, and the beach had glass on it, cigarette butts, the whole...
Got it. But that's what I was like thinking, because I've heard that the Gulf side is prettier because of the white sand and the water is like it just looks better, but it's calmer too, right? In the Gulf side, it's there's not the waves and things like that.
I think it's the opposite.
Opposite, okay.
Because most people don't surf on the Atlantic.
Got it. Okay. Sorry, I interrupted you, Michael. What else?
No, that and then the other reason was parking was an issue, but that could just be because I didn't know where I was going. You have that issue all the time. But I remember when we went, we had a really hard time finding parking, and it was all metered and different things. Whereas on the Atlantic side at Cocoa and when we went to St. Augustine, when we went to Fort Lauderdale, all on the Atlantic side, we could find parking. So it may just be specific to the beaches, to the mm-hmm. areas, but those are the three things that kind of keep me away from the Gulf side. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's good information.
I noticed, like, when we went to the Gulf side, we were at Marco Island, so we were at a private beach.
And that makes a big
difference all in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deny that in the least. So... But, I mean, you know, I think that's quite a bit to do. I mean, you can drag any one of those things out for a couple of hours. Some of them you could drag out, and not drag out, but you could extend those into an entire day.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share my wisdom with you guys, if you guys don't mind.
I've been waiting for this.
The non-planner of the
you might need to take a seat here for these days here, because
he's going to tell us all the local stuff to do that we don't do.
Michael, so at
8:53, everybody has to go to the bathroom because we need to be in the car.
I'm gonna blow your mind, and I guarantee stuff that I mentioned you'll do in the next week. I can guarantee it, because you guys know when it comes to like fast passes.
He's not going to go to Wawa though.
Just watch. Like Wawa. Just watch. Listen to your buddy Chris here. Just trust in me. When I
somehow
don't...
he made me go to Wawa when I was down there.
He has
like mind powers.
I did. I don't plan for like the park days, but for stuff like this, I loved researching it. I've got 1, 2, 3. I got like 13 tabs open on my iPad of things that I've researched, and I've got pages and pages of notes here ready for non-park days. So let's start off with day one, shall we? Now you
get on the flippity flop.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I need to get comfortable here.
Get comfortable here.
7:04, land at MCO.
Yes, so you're landing in MCO, and it's an early landing, okay? And the key is you have to rent the car. If you take the Magical Express, none of this works, because you are... The prisoner is not the right word. You are just your captive audience on Disney property. So you have to rent that car. So use whatever aggregate you want. Use Kayak, but I often use Costco because it'll pull up the four main rentals. And we found that renting off-site is cheaper than MCO when you rent at Orlando. But the convenience factor is through the roof. If you can just pick up the car right there and walk across, it's worth the extra $20 or $25 on the total rental fee. Because I know it's right there. I don't got to mess around and have to call up, you know, Avis and have them come pick me up at Saratoga and drive me to Avis. It's not worth it. So, right when you leave Orlando International Airport, there's a couple routes out. If you go south, you can directly go over to Disney through 417. You can go and take 528 to SeaWorld. You can take 528 to 91 to get to Universal. But there's easy routes and easy access points. Disney's Magical Express is free. Universal offers a transport service too, but I do not think it's free to get to Universal, just to be aware. I do think you have to pay. So renting that car, I know there's a daily fee, but if you're staying on property, I'm not sure exactly Universal's thing, but I know at Disney, if you're renting a car and you're not a DVC member, you got to pay to go and rent and stay there. So just bear that in mind. Let's say you're going to Walt Disney World. There are many Walmarts. There are many Publix on the way. So part of this is predicated that you're also trying to save money. You're not spending $150 every time you're at Walt Disney World eating at your restaurant. So stop by at your Walmarts and your Publix, Stacy. One of the things we love to do on vacation, St. Louis, wherever, is I shop for local products. If like it's made in St. Louis, I'm buying like 5 barbecue sauces and 5 pasta sauces. If it's made in Florida, you know, I'm getting that orange honey blossom beer that you didn't like. Mm-hmm. I love a local product made in the state or location. So after you got your supply run, you want to go south at 192, go to Osceola Parkway, check into your resort. If it's before 4 o'clock, there's a chance they may check you in or you do the online check-in. But like we've literally been there at like 5:30 in the evening and not had our room ready. And we've also had at like 8:30 in the morning have the text saying your room is ready. And it's like awesome. Nothing's better than getting rid of your luggage and like putting it into the room.
I've had that before I even got off the plane.
Right? Where the text comes through as soon as you're on the tarmac and you're like, good, it's ready. But like it's been as late as 5:30 for us, which is not good. But, you know, they try to get it ready by 4 o'clock. So if you can, here's our first good tip is pack your swimsuit on your carry-on luggage, not your packed luggage. So if you're there, you can change in the restroom and go to the bathroom. And you can go and swim at the pool for an hour and a half. That's tip number one is the kids can get refreshed. And nothing's better than like an hour in the pool in Florida after you've been sitting on a plane and you're crabby and it's early morning. It gets everyone's spirits right up. But let's just say you don't check in. You can also store your luggage. You don't got to keep it in the rental car. You can give it to Bell Services and deliver it. You mentioned it. Go to the character warehouse first. Go early in the morning for two reasons. A, there's parking. And B, you're less likely to have a mental and an emotional eruption when you're dealing with the intense hordes of people. Because, Pete, you mentioned like that queue over for Earl's sandwich being incredibly long. Mm-hmm. You've seen nothing until you've seen the queue at the Vineland character warehouse when there's like 19 people.
I've seen it.
They've got armloads of stuff that they're trying to go and purchase. But do the character warehouse early. Then head over to Disney Springs for some shopping. You can go and eat dinner there as well. But if you don't want to have dinner at the Springs, board the launch. Take the launch then up to Port Orleans Riverside. Eat dinner at the food court and check out Yeehaw Bob for the nighttime show right there. All of which is relatively free depending on your shopping experiences, you know, so be careful with what you buy. Remember, everything you buy, you got to take
home.
You got to take home with you. So we've been.
Well,
go ahead.
That's not necessarily true.
Ship it, right, buddy?
Character Warehouse will ship your items to your home. Now, they charge shipping, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when you help me get down here, we stopped at Character Warehouse and you had some stuff shipped back, if I remember correctly.
I bought the entire family's Christmas gifts. I just kept on buying and shipping and buying and shipping. It was a scene to behold.
And I don't think their shipping costs are out of line. In fact, having shipped a couple of things to people from down here, their shipping costs are actually pretty good.
Yeah. Now that was back a couple
of UPS, and it was crazy.
That was back about a year ago. It may have changed since then, but that wasn't a something they did. But in that first day between your shopping,
it's based on the cost of the items too, isn't it? I don't think it's based on weight.
Yes, when it was over $100, it was a certain X. When it was $150, it was a certain. Everything you do takes time, but remember, everything you do is designed in this and to save you money, but also bring you a little Disney magic. So on that first day, you're just still getting ready. Now, on day two, we're going to start you off a little differently. You're going to go to Trail's End for a breakfast buffet. Have you all been to Trail's End for a breakfast buffet? Stacy? No? Michael? Mm-mm. Peter? Okay. $29 for adults, $16 for kids. DVC discount can be applied. So you can save on Trail's End, annual pass. You can save on that. What buffet at Disney is $25? It's like, you know, I mean, it's only a few dollars more than Golden Corral down the road.
Right. Golden Corral is that much anymore.
Right? So you're going to start off at Trail's End. It's a really good buffet. Mickey waffles, everything you want. But remember, at Fort Wilderness, it's a bus So you've got to park in the main lot. You got to take the internal bus. But that's still part of the experience. And you get to go and see that. It's not walkable. So do not think it's walkable. The only other way to get there is if you park at Wilderness Lodge, you could take the boat. And you could take the boat over there. And you can see the tree that has all the shoes attached to it. And they'll point that out to you. You can see the old Discovery Island. But you can do that as well to get there. So this is really the meat of the day. You're back in your car. You've had your big buffet. You feel stuffed. And you've checked out the bathroom. You want to do something interesting. You want to experience Florida. You're going to travel down I-4 because you've missed rush hour traffic now. It's about 10 o'clock. Though on I-4, I think rush hour is all day, right?
24 hours
a day. It's 24 hours a day. You're going to go to... We figured this out last time. We went to a place called the Harry Lou Gardens, L-E-U. The website is lougardens.org. And so it is a gardens and it's a mansion house that was given to the city of Orlando many years ago. And it's themed like it's the most perfect Florida natural setting you could imagine. We went last year, and if you have kids, they had this exhibit where they put these little painted fairy doors on all the trees.
Oh, I love those.
You had to find like 28 fairy doors and you had a map and it was so cool. There's like, it's cheap. It's like $10 for adults, $5 for kids. And if they're really little, it's free right now, Michael, everyone's free, open 9 to 5 every day. And they have a mansion house that you can't see right now because they're still repairing some Hurricane Irma damage. But it is literally free right now to get in, and it's breathtakingly beautiful. So, like, if you just want to see Florida and smell Florida and, like, not be, like, inundated with, like, parks and crowds, social distancing, this is perfect. This would be a great video for Theme Park Brothers. Huh. About a mile from there, Peter, I'm going to make you happy. You know where you and I are going for lunch? I'm going to tell you. It's called Smoke and Donuts. About a mile from there. So it is donuts and oak smoked barbecue. Okay?
Okay.
Let me read some of these things to you. And it's inexpensive. A pulled pork. How much is a pulled pork sandwich over at Disney? Give me an example. Throw it out here.
I have no idea.
Okay. What would it cost?
I've never been to Polite Pig either.
$15?
Probably.
That's what I would expect.
$12 to $15?
How about $9? How about the sampler costing you $16 with three different styles of meats? Or maybe you caught
three.
Yeah, like three. I did that. I gave you the three.
No, you did the three.
Oh, hang on. Maybe you didn't catch that. Maybe you four. Caught the donuts. Maybe the donut made you happy. How does this sound? Now, Peter, you don't like the salty and the sweet together. I know that. You like to keep those separate. But let's just say you did. Let's say Rick Forbes was listening to this because he was really a big donut guy. Maker's Mark bourbon and maple glaze. Hershey's chocolate chips, Heath bar, and brisket burnt ends on the donut. Okay?
That's all on one donut?
Yes. Or maybe you want flame kissed marshmallow fluff, Oreos, and Hershey's chocolate chips on a donut. Or maybe you wanted a plain
donut.
That's
all sweet, at least.
That's all sweet.
That makes sense.
Maybe you wanted a plain donut. You know how much that costs you, Peter?
75 cents.
A dollar. Only $1. So less than a mile from Harry Lou Gardens, you can go to Smoke and Donuts. What do you think, Michael? You interested? Sound good?
I'm interested. Is it Smoke and Donuts or Smoke
and Donuts? And Donuts.
Oh, I wish it was Smoking.
Smoke
I
know. And Donuts.
Smoke and Donuts.
But the website is smokeanddonuts.com. Go check that out. So, all right. So you've gotten yourself your lunch. You had a big breakfast. You walked around the gardens. You had a really cool fattening lunch and snack. Go back up I-4, okay? So you're going to take, actually, I-4, and you want to get off over on, what's the exit, Michael? It's the exit by Universal. Do you know what that is? Sand Lake Road, I think it's right there.
Sand Lake Road.
Mm-hmm. If you go to Sand Lake Road, take the experience. Part of it's an exercise in frustration, but take International Drive back towards Walt Disney World.
Oh, here we go again, Peter.
Wait, Michael, I'm going to bail you out. I'm going to help you. You want to know why? Because one of the sites you're going to see is your Icon Park. So they have the wheel, which is a 400-foot Ferris wheel. They have a Madame Tussauds wax. Have any of you seen Madame Tussauds?
We went to the one in Hollywood, and it was one of the highlights of our trip.
Yes.
I really want to go to the one in Orlando.
We went to the one in London, and it was amazing. It was just fantastic. Michael, Peter, you seen Madame Tussauds?
Theme park, brother.
I haven't been yet.
Yep.
It's, we have two episodes, yeah.
It's a really fun experience. And they also have a place called Sea Life Aquarium. And you're like, well, yeah, I got that in my city. But it's still a really cool experience. Now, judge on the age of your kids. You know, if you've got young ones that want to see tiger sharks and a glass tube and stuff like that. So they have a combo pass. You can do the wheel. The wheel is expensive by itself, $28. But you can do all three for under $50. And you're like, yeah, it's a half a day. Remember, it's a half a day or more, depending on if you eat lunch there and what you spent your days on. So you're past that now. You finish that. Go back to Saratoga. Swim. Because you're exhausted. You've eaten. You're full of maple and bourbon glaze, and you're tired from walking. I've got you out. So what you want to do for dinner time is you're going to head over to Crescent Lake. Go to the pizza window. It's a good, cheap option. Everyone's eating at the pizza window. You've grabbed pizza at the boardwalk. Michael's... Peter, no?
Yep.
Peter, whole pizza, cheese, $21. DVC discount applies, saves a little more. Pepperoni, like $23 for a whole pizza. For a family of four. Now, Stacy, you got a family of six. You might need two pizzas, you know? But still.
That's still a great deal.
$45, right? And you've managed, because you were smart, you brought your drink mug on vacation. Does it work now? No. But you can still get water and stuff from your drink cup, or you've done your supply run, so you got your bottle water, you know?
And let me add to that. There is a space, there's a place over there under the boardwalk in balcony.
Okay.
Up underneath where they have seating that we found is an awesome place to kind of sit and eat that pizza.
Off the especially, lobby, right?
Yep, off the lobby, mm-hmm. especially if it's raining because it's covered down there.
Good, so. Good tip. Great tip. So you're now walking around the lake. You've had your pizza, and you want some more ice cream because the dessert didn't fill you up. You're going to go to Beaches and Cream, okay? We've all eaten at Beaches and Cream.
Yeah, you need some Pepto after this day.
We're out for fun. We're just going to do it. So tell me, the kitchen sink, $35, all right? It feeds four people, okay? So, but if you weren't going to get the kitchen sink, you got to pick one of these three. And Peter's already thinking, how can I not do this? Peter, you have to pick one of these three, okay? Here we go. The No Way Jose... Peanut butter and hot fudge featuring chocolate and vanilla ice cream, peanut butter and chocolate morsels, the fudge mudslide, which is gooey, chewy brownie covered in hot fudge, vanilla, Oreos, and whipped cream, or the Snickers sundae, vanilla smothered in hot fudge, marshmallows, Snickers, whipped cream, peanuts, and a cherry. Which one are you getting? Snickers, No Way Jose, or the fudge mudslide? Peter, Stacy, Michael. What are you doing?
I'm going mudslide because I normally like the peanut butter stuff, but I don't like hard chocolate on ice cream.
Okay.
Because it turns kind of waxy. Okay. So it didn't. I can't remember if the mudslide had any of that on there, but I like the brownie mix.
I see nothing more than Oreo cookies is the hard component.
Then that's the one for me.
I'll remember that. Michael, what are you eating?
Which one didn't have marshmallow? Because it seemed like tons of them had. Does the mudslide doesn't have marshmallow, right?
We can hold off marshmallow for you. We're good. They can all be okay. Held. Yeah.
Then we'll go with that one then. That sounds good.
Gotcha. I don't want marshmallow on mine either.
Now you're making my life a hard on the order. Peter, what would you like? Are you getting the No Way Jose peanut butter, fudge mudslide, or Snickers sundae?
Can I just get a cone?
You can get a cone, yes. You can get a cone. Okay, very good. He got himself a cone. But
I'm
here,
going to Tasty Treat and getting a cone.
Always so contrary.
Here's why you're doing this.
I'm not a big chocolate person. Every single thing he just said was chocolate on top of chocolate with chocolate inside.
Okay. He's got a cone. You got a vanilla cone. So here's why, though.
I didn't say I wanted vanilla.
You're walking around.
Words in my mouth now.
You're walking around Crescent Lake. You might even walk the canal to the studios, and you're walking back eventually. But the catch is, it's easy. It's cheap. You're watching the fireworks from the International Gateway. You might even want to watch the fireworks from the Skyliner as you board the Skyliner right there, and you could do a little resort hopping at nighttime. Now, that's a full day. That's a lot of activity, and it hasn't cost you a whole heck of a lot. Now, it might have put you in a diabetic coma at certain points of the day, and certainly your belly's a little upset at this point.
That ER trip might put a little bit of a damper into
right?
things.
The Yacht Club and Beach Club have amazing public bathrooms. I'm just going to throw it out there right now. It's amazing public bathrooms.
And all the gift shops have a small area to sell some over-the-counter medication.
Mylanta,
as well.
Pepto. None of that matters. None of that matters. All right. Here we go. The last day, day three. So one of my personal favorites I just found out recently was at the Swan Resort. Have you guys ever eaten at Garden Grove at the Swan?
No, but I looked in the window creepily.
Yeah.
Look in the window very creepy. Yes, you can.
Jordan went in one time. He went in and walked around the buffet and got video. And we weren't even eating
there. Oh, my gosh.
It's like, Jordan, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I just wanted to check it out.
Okay. So we explored this. We were leaving. We had a flight at like 11 o'clock. We were like, we want to eat breakfast somewhere. Of course, I've got no ADR. Because why? Because it's me. Right? We're like, where can we get a place to eat breakfast? And we were heading towards the Captain's Grill, which I happen to love at that point. But we were like, let's try something different. We walked into the Swan, and we're like, we're in. So the weekday buffet at the Swan is the same price. It's $28 for adults. A little higher, it's $18 for kids. DVC discount applies. Full weekday breakfast. Here's the kicker. I know maybe some of you doesn't matter. It includes Starbucks coffee on the buffet. And woo-hoo. Having Starbucks coffee counts for a lot. I know Peter's not a coffee drinker, but that's a really good perk on a buffet. And it was really good. It's a unique setting. There's a massive tree in the middle. It looks like Central Park. It's really a kind of a cool setting. On the weekends, they have characters. So they have Pluto. They have Goofy. And they'll have it at busy times, 7 days a week, like Christmas and spring break and stuff along those lines. $5 more. It's $33 for character breakfast on the weekends at the Garden Grove in the Swan.
And they have it at dinner too, don't they, characters?
Yes, they do. They have it at dinner time too. But dinner time pricing is always a little, obviously, right. It's more expensive. You're right. But I always like to start the day off with a huge buffet because you could push lunch back a little bit, or lunch doesn't need to be so comprehensive. If you're
eating, you can share or something. Yeah.
Right? So here's the catch of the day. You talked about going to the beach. Here's what we did. We called up Vero Beach. And we're like, hey, we're staying over at Saratoga. We've never seen Vero Beach. And chances are we're not going to go on vacation anytime soon. But maybe you want to see the resort. Can we come down and be a day guest? They were like, yeah, absolutely. It's a perfect day for that. Come on down. Check in when you're here. So remember, you rented a car. It's an hour and 26 minutes if you take part of the turnpike and then 60 east. It takes you through Kissimmee, and then it takes you through like some backwoods Florida. So some things it's not going to be all that super interesting in the drive.
Local Florida.
Exactly. Lock the door. No, not that bad. Just there's not much on the way. So check in with the front desk at Vero Beach. They're going to give you a day pass. It costs you nothing. You'll be allowed to use the pool. You get towels, eat the restaurants, swim in the ocean, and park for free. And the ocean, the beach is like more manicured there anyways. They also have they have like a sea turtle exhibit because they have a sea turtle nesting ground there as well too. Mm-hmm. And about 5 or 6 years ago, now this is not going to happen to you, treasure divers found a huge cache of sunken gold. And right in the Vero Beach area, several miles offshore, they have treasure that consistently gets found out there by divers. Really, really, wow. Really cool. And you could do it. It's an hour and 26 minutes away. And you're like, but I'm not going. Yeah, you're not going to the parks anyways. And the chances of going to the ocean, the Disney version of the ocean, in a secure, really well-themed environment, and seeing a resort that you might want to see later on. I will say this, Mo, the pool water at Vero Beach is the warmest pool water I've ever felt in the history of man. It's like a bathtub. It's like lukewarm. They got a really cool slide. You can certainly kill 2/3 of the day here.
That's really cool.
We love Vero Beach.
Yeah. Vero Beach, the resort, is really, really nice. Like, if you think of laid back as like Saratoga and Old Key West, it ain't got nothing on this resort. This resort is like it's like everyone's in flip-flops and just chill. So check it out. See the ocean while you're there. It's really cool. Now, that's the majority of your day. You had a big breakfast. You had a long drive, a cool day at the beach, and you're back. So this gives you two options for dinner. And this is going to be a budget buster, but that's okay. You can head to Jumbo and go to Boma for dinner. $50 for an adult. $27 to $30 per kid, roughly. You can then finish your dinner, walk to Kidani, check out the art there. And then maybe walk back and get some Zebra Domes from the Mara. Have you ever had Zebra Domes? You guys a Zebra Dome fan? Yes?
I don't like them.
They're okay. I'm not a huge fan, but
not okay. The end of the world for me.
Okay, interesting. I thought the same thing, and then I had it like the second time, and I might have had a better batch the second time, and I thought, this is the most amazing dessert I've ever had. But the first time I was like that, I was like, eh, meh, but I appreciated it more. Or you can spend a little more, head to the Grand... Look at all my plans here. It's like, this is anti-Christ. Head to the Grand Floridian. You're going to go check out 1900 Park Fair. It's $10 more. It's about $60 for dinner. But you get a really cool character interaction at dinner time, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, Stacey, you like that strawberry soup?
Oh, my gosh. I could drink vats of it. You all know this.
I know this. I managed to smuggle out, or they didn't smuggle it out. They had a postcard of the recipe. Have you ever received one of those, Stacey?
No.
It's a postcard.
Yeah, you can ask for those. Yeah.
Yeah. I got one for you. And I it's like 2 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. I owe it to you. So I'll get you one. So go check out 1900 Park Fair and then board the monorail for your monorail trip. You can go check out the Contemporary. Get off at the Polynesian. Go and get one of the flower lays around your neck when you walk in. Go check out Captain Cook's. Heck, get a Dole Whip. Peter likes Dole Whips. Go check out the exhibit from Auntie Cowie, who has passed away now. But Auntie Cowie was a fixture there. Look at the Disney history at the Polynesian, and then you could just simply walk back to the Grand Floridian, walking along the Seven Seas Lagoon. And that's like an awesome day. You've had two crazy good buffets. It costs you a little bit more for the buffet, but it's worth it. It's the experience. And you've not stepped foot in a park. And I would dare to say in those 3 days, you've ever had more than 15, 20 minutes where you're like, I'm bored, because you're always on the go. You've got Disney magic. You got Florida beauty. You got the ocean. You've indulged your sweet tooth and your savory tooth all together. And it's cost you a fraction of a parks trip.
Yeah, that's great.
You know?
So, I'm convinced. I'm ready to sign up.
You want to do it? Did I convince you?
Now, I do have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
This Vero Beach thing, is that just for DVC members?
You know what? Call ahead.
Anybody. Call. I was going to say, I didn't know if anybody could just call and say, hey,
I don't know. But you know what, Michael? Call ahead and tell them you're an annual pass holder. And say, you know what? I'm an annual pass holder. I want to check out the resort. They can't stop you from checking into the resort and just seeing, hey, you know what? I'm an annual pass holder. I came down for the day. But call ahead. The person on the phone couldn't have been more receiving and welcoming of me. Like, she was like, no. Like we want you to see the resort. So at first I was the same thing. I was like, oh, they don't want me coming out and pool hopping.
You also know a DVC member that's like 3 minutes from your place.
There you go.
That's true.
Take your buddy Pete with you, you know?
I was going to say, I loved Vero Beach, like absolutely loved it. It was incredible to me because, I mean, I was hesitant because I went to Hilton Head and visited it once when we were coming through. And Hilton Head to me just was so frustrating because you had to get on a shuttle to go to the beach.
Yeah.
It just seemed like I was staying at anywhere. But then when I went to Vero, I could look out the top, you know, the bar up there, and the ocean's right there. I could hear the ocean. I could see it from my room.
Yes.
I mean, it was incredible to walk out there. It's a place that I wish we could go once a year just to go.
I'm excited about that tip.
It's 75 yards from your room is the ocean. 100 yards. It's right there. It's gorgeous. You can't imagine it. And the look at the ocean from, you know, when you look at the panoramic view, it's like, man, is that gorgeous, you know?
And if you've never seen it, check out Theme Park Brothers.
There you go.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right. So our goal today was just to show you that Central Florida is Walt Disney World. It's Universal. It's Coco. It's Vero. It's SeaWorld. It's everything. And you can have a great vacation without having to go to the parks all the time. The Malik family, you can see we do this all the time, and we always come back from the trips with these awesome memories that aren't even park related. So
I don't remember the last time you were down here and we went to a park.
Yeah, it can be done. So, you know, I don't want to say the word get out of the bubble, because the bubble is a wonderful place. But don't be afraid, because you learn these things. That free garden, or even that cheap garden, that was one of the highlights of our trip that we still talk about now, and some of our best pictures. Some of my screensavers are of that experience at the Harry Lou Gardens. So experience it. It's really cool. Anyways, if you got tips for us, if you got tips you want to share, things that are not parks related, we love them. We want to hear them. We have a group on Facebook. You've heard us talking about it. EDCOT, E-D-C-O-T. Join it and share what you have, and we can learn together. So
Absolutely, and I can always use ideas. Me and Pete can go get those for the WDW Review Tube. We can share them with the rest of the audience. So that would be fantastic. Share and let us know.
Michael, could I get you over to the gardens and maybe do a walkthrough for everybody to see how beautiful that is?
I can try, but I'm telling you right now, with everyone telling me to stay home and then I have to go to work, I don't know which one to do. So when I can stay home, I stay home.
Okay,
so,
but when you can get out. Maybe
when I can get out, we will go.
Get over there and get yourself some barbecue and donuts as well, too.
Absolutely.
We'll vacation vicarious through you.
Smoking donuts.
Anyway, for Stacy, for Michael, for Peter, for myself, we want to thank you for downloading and listening today. Hope we made you smile and laugh. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Catch you on the flippity flop.